I'm going to talk to you about a different topic this morning, perhaps one you've not thought about. How many in here have a farm background in this room? Oh, good. For once, I'm not preaching to the choir. So you think, well, why is this an important topic? So by the end of this presentation, I hope you'll understand why. As clinicians, we need to pay attention to this very large group of people. I would also like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Mary Kay Rands and Sarah Atkins and Dr. Lori Garkovich at the University of Kentucky. This is a study that's off of a 5-year longitudinal study that was funded through an R01 by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health Research. The disclosure says that we have no financial relationships to disclose. We wish we did, but we don't. So, the purpose of this presentation then is to determine how older farmers best define health. Now, we know there are lots of different definitions of health, but in order for us to render care that is significant and acceptable to different groups of people, we need to understand their own definition of health, and then to assess which demographic, farm work, and physical and mental health status indicators predict the health definition of this older cohort of workers. So, why is this important? First of all, the average age of the United States farmer is 57.2 and climbing, expected to reach 60. On the other hand, the average age of the general population worker in this country is now 45, up from 34 a few years ago. 30% of America's 2.2 million farms are operated by persons over the age of 65. And when I say operated, I mean they're still doing physical labor on that farm, not just management. This occupation is extremely hazardous, ranking in the top 4 industries every single year since records have been kept. Generally, this is a cradle-to-grave industry, so we kill off anything from babies to old people. The estimates, though, of the farm worker population range from between 6 million and 12 million people, so it is a huge cohort that puts that food on your table for each and every meal. Historically, rural residents have defined health as the ability to work. But this body of knowledge has been very, very limited. The first one that I came in contact with as a nurse was from Long and Weinert back in the 80s. Nothing much has changed since then. These are sort of the more recent works. But among those, very few have actually honed in on farmers. They may have had farmers in their data set, but not really as a specific aim for that. Except with mine and my colleague Debbie Claunch in 98, ours was farmer-specific. The research that's cited here on defining health among rural and farm populations has relied heavily on qualitative methods. Nothing wrong with that. I included it also. But for a total N of less than 300, so virtually nothing is known about this. And women and minorities have been completely ignored in those reports. So our study used a robust sample and oversampled women and African Americans to gain insight into this very important topic. After getting our IRB approval, we did this longitudinal cohort study of family farmers that resided in Kentucky and South Carolina, specifically South Carolina, so we could gain access to the black farm population. Our baseline wave of data collection was late in 2002, and I want to emphasize that because it was during a period of very slow farm work, and you'll see how that comes into play in a bit. We used a CADI system and mail surveys for those respondents who did not want to talk on the telephone, and our response rate was nearly 43%, so fairly good. We also then used focus groups from a subset of our survey participants to gain better insight into this question. And we used generalized estimating equation models to account for dependence between spouses because we enrolled couples since farming is a family-oriented occupation. To get into this wonderful study, you had to identify as a farmer or the spouse of a farmer. You had to be over the age of 50, and they were. The mean age was 65, with a range from 50 to 90. They were fairly well educated for farmers, as we think of this age cohort, having most have completed some high school and a little bit plus. From a list of farm tasks that they generally do on these farms in Kentucky and South Carolina, they really were out there working. They averaged 9.6 farm tasks in the last year and put in 13.8 hours, but three times as much for men as for women, and that is not unusual on farms. We included a list of health conditions that are really the top runners for this age group, and from a list of 14, they reported 2, which is about the same as the general population. We did the 20-item CESD for depressive symptoms, and they scored rather favorably to the general population with a 6.9, and 16 is the cutoff. Only 14% of our cohorts scored at 14%, 16 or above. So in looking at some of the demographics, of course, we enrolled couples, so we have a near equal split on that. So we learned a lot about females and their idea of what health was. Primarily it was white, although we did have a 20% minority representation, all black. Most of those were married, and the ones that were married, 75% of the couples both enrolled in our study, so we felt that was very good. They felt their health was good, very good, or excellent by and large. So even at advanced ages, their self-definition of health was going to resonate probably with what their definition of health really is. And 76% took medication daily, prescription medication daily. Again, that is equal to the general population. This satisfaction with farm work is very important in what we were trying to analyze, and 90% of them said yes, they were at least somewhat satisfied with the farm work they did. The question that I asked about their definition of health is, how would you best define health? And we gave them a list of items to choose from, gleaned from the literature and also from other definitions that we'd seen. Absence of major disease, absence of pain, not having to take medication, ability to work, or they could write in their own definition. Only 37 wrote in something and it had nothing to do with any of these topics, so we didn't try to get them in there in any way. So 42% defined health as the ability to work above all the other types of things, regardless of how they rated their health. Work was reported as essential to good physical and mental health by our focus group participants. And really what it boiled down to is farmers had their identity rooted in their work. So this is still a bar graph to show you the distribution in case you're wondering about those other definitions, but far and away, ability to work led the path. And since it was not the first thing on the list, it wasn't just a response bias. They actually read these items. In our logistic regression model, we had a fewer number of cases because these had to be complete data sets for us to include them. But what really jumped out at us from all of these variables that we dumped into it was if you were white, you defined health as the ability to work more than if you were black. Number of farm tasks, the greater number of farm tasks you did, the greater your definition as health as the ability to work. A strange one is take prescription medication daily, though, because the ones who did were more likely to define health as the ability to work. Now, it's up to you guys to tell me what that really means at the end of the talk here. However, that was countered with the degree of limitations in farm work. The more limitations that your health or illness put on your farm work, the less likely you were to define health as the ability to work. The ones that don't pop up, though, are kind of interesting. Age has nothing to do with it. Gender has nothing to do with it. Neither does years of education. Neither does the number of health conditions. And neither does the self-rated health. From our qualitative results, these were people who had already participated in the mailed surveys or the CADI version of the surveys. We had 19 focus groups across the 4 years of our study with 127 participants, pretty much equal split there on a minority basis. We had two major themes that came out of these, and these themes were always validated with the groups as we met with them, and health was always a topic of the focus group. Work as the essence of being, and these are the quotes, it's farming is in our blood, it's who we are. And for those of us who do farm, that's pretty much ubiquitous to us. And a farmer don't know anything to do unless he works. So you in farm families, you are born into work. You begin working at a young age, and it really that work ethic is instilled in you. Also, work is protective to health. And this is something that we've talked about as a worldview. But farmers really buy into this. I believe farming has kept us better off, that is physically healthy, although it is a physically intensive job to have. Farm work reduces your stress, that's something different for us, and it relaxes you from the pressures of your off-farm job. So they actually saw farm work as therapy, and half of our participants in this study, even at this age, held an off-farm job. So they really do believe in the work ethic. Here's the most frightening, I think, though. Farmers have the highest occupational suicide rate of any occupation, and most people don't know that. The farmers don't know that. So we talked to them about some recent studies that have been done in Kentucky about farmer suicide, and what the farmers really said was, if I couldn't farm, I might end up being one of those statistics, referring to suicides. And they went on ahead and talked about the importance of their work and how if they couldn't work, they really had nothing to live for. So it's quite scary from that. So the conclusion of this is that even though the rural landscape has changed, and by landscape I mean those of us who live out on our family farms now have a lot of neighbors. We're not quite as isolated geographically as we used to be, although we don't interact with the other people too much. The culture of farming, and it's, well, they come in, they have garage door openers. So they open the garage door, and the car goes in, and the garage door closes, and we just go, huh, we have no idea who lives in there. But and they don't know what we do, so they're the ones that get upset when there's a hay machine that they get behind, and we're going 15 miles an hour, and they want to get to work. So that's a little difficult for all of us. But the values have remained the same for the farm culture. I think it's important for us to realize this and understand this topic, though, because health behaviors are centered in the individual's perception of health. So as a clinician, if you're trying to work with a farmer or a member of a farm family and you just tell them, well, you need to take 3 days off, that's not going to happen. So understanding those defining attributes of health also supports better approaches to health care and health promotion. And I'm all about the health promotion aspect of it. That's what I do for a living. And this is particularly true among rural subcultures like farmers, because rural does not equate to farm anymore. So we have to be very careful to make that distinction. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit more about the implications for practice. This is Dr. Ann Carruth, who is at Southeast Louisiana University in around New Orleans, and she is out at a field day with farmers, and that's a farmer there, and she's doing health counseling and some health screening with that farmer on site. So our messages that are intended to promote healthy lifestyles should always include a work aspect for the farm family, even for children, because children do work on these farms. And we should always frame our health care itself around this culture of work for farmers. Like I said, if you tell a farmer, don't work for 3 days, that's not going to happen. At least recognize within that culture, I know you have work to get done. And usually these farmers, they won't come for any kind of medical care anyway unless it's catastrophic. And it's usually during harvest when they have to get back in the fields. So to at least acknowledge that understanding of the necessity of work, or as the patient gets older and something happens, don't say sell the farm, because that's not going to happen and probably not ever going to come back. But what you have to say is, you know, I know work is important to you, and let them explain what health means to them, and then frame our messages around that. Just since I have some time left, I would like to tell you that I do have a personal interest in this. It's just not financial. And that is, all my family are farmers or have been farmers. And I have a sister who is now 75 years old and had her leg amputated 6 years ago due to a farming incident. And every single health care provider told her that they should sell the farm and she couldn't ever go back to it. And she is still farming more than 40 hours a week, and she's on her fifth prosthesis. Is it good for her? It probably is not in the long run good for her, but that, as she identifies with everyone else here, that is who she is and what she does. So we're not going to change them. They need to change us. So thank you very much.